Hi.
What country are you citizens?
Which country am I citizens? Canada.
Well, what country are both of you citizens? Is what I'm asking.
Both of us are from Canada.
How do you two know each other?
We're married.
Where are you going today?
Fashion Outlet Mall.
For what?
For shopping.
Where at?
Where in, what is it? What's the address?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Which stores?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Store?
We haven't set out our
keys, your keys, please.
My keys?
Yes, your keys, right now. Your keys. 1022 to wing 1, 2 occupants. United States of America.
No, I understand, but
okay, so if I ask you questions, I don't expect to get responses like, does it matter? I expect to get the responses of the questions.
You ask me which store I'm going to.
Yeah, if you're...
I don't know. Shopping, I don't know what store I'm going to.
Be quiet. Get out of the...
Okay.
Any weapons, any phones on you?
No.
No, leave them all in the car. Leave those headphones in the car.
Okay.
All right, over this way. Over that way.
For what reason?
Take a seat.
For what reason?
Take a seat.
Ridiculous. I said, why do I have to sit down? Take a seat. Why do I have to sit down? Take a seat.
Okay, no. Okay.
Sure.
1 Elm Drive in Mississauga.
Hey, where are you trying to go to?
We're trying to go to the Fashion Outlet Mall in Niagara Falls, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure. He asked me, the question that I was asked was, which store am I going to specifically? I don't know. My wife and I are just going to walk around the mall.
Okay.
And I was told to come and sit down. I asked, what's the reason? He just said, he kept yelling, this gentleman right here kept yelling, sit down, sit down, sit down. So he wouldn't give me a reason.
Well, if the officer tells you to do something?
Well, I need to know why.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second, okay? You're a Canadian citizen.
Yes, right? I am. But I'm not going to obey orders if I don't understand the reason for them.
The officer tells you to come inside and sit down, you come inside and sit down.
Uh-huh. Okay? But do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, why?
Because we're gonna interview you.
Okay. On what ground? Like,
we don't need any grounds.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Okay. That's the United States. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't need any grounds for your actions.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Are we causing any bodily harm to you?
No.
No.
Am I causing any bodily harm to you?
No.
Okay.
When the officer tells you to do something, you do it.
And there's no reason required.
Absolutely not.
Well, okay. Okay.
Okay. And.
So what am I supposed to do now?
I'm not just trying to...
Well, no, because you don't, like...
Fill you out here. I'm just trying to make sure
you... But you just told me you don't have to give me a reason for what you're doing.
You're actually right. I know.
So then what are you trying to, like...
I'm gonna interview you.
Okay.
I'm going to check you.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to check, probably dump your pockets and make sure...
Okay.
For safety purposes.
Okay.
Okay. Ma'am, take a seat for me, okay? Is this your girlfriend?
It's my wife.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to verify your intent. That's what we're doing.
My intent's clear, but you can verify.
Your intent's clear?
I'm going to go shopping.
Okay, that's what you say.
Okay.
Unfortunately, in my line of work...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I work with law enforcement agencies all the time in Canada, so I know your line of work quite well. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know how the law works a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Canadian law.
Well, no, I know the U.S. law, too. It's not like I'm coming from Iraq or something. You know, Canada's not so much different than...
Really?
Really? Have you been to Canada?
Keep digging there.
Have you been to Canada? Have you been to Canada?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
Canada,
and it's so much different than the U.S., is it?
Listen, we have to worry about terrorists, money, drugs, illegal...
I'm not a terrorist.
I didn't say you weren't.
Okay, so I'm...
Some of the things that we look for.
I understand, but you're looking at the wrong guy.
Do you think that everybody has, like, a terrorist on their forehead? Drug dealer on their forehead?
I don't know.
Alien smuggler?
I have no idea. That's your line of work. I have no idea. I'm just telling you.
You say that you deal with law enforcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't pick on guys who clearly have no interest in terrorizing their country.
I'm not picking them. I'm just trying to interview
you. No, I don't think you are, but I think you're the first level person who was interviewing.
We ask very detailed and personal questions.
Okay.
Just so we can verify what you say. Okay. Example. Where are you going? Go to my uncle's house. Where does he live? He lives in New York City. Where? Give me an address. Give me a phone number, because I might call your uncle and say, is your nephew coming down to see you today?
Uh-huh.
This is what we do.
Okay.
That's how detailed we get. That's how personal.
Okay, I've been here through numerous times, never had those kind of questions.
Doesn't matter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Previous times don't matter. Okay? If the officer feels like he wants...
No, you want to see where... I think your officer doesn't like me and just wants to use the bureaucracy as an excuse
I don't... We just forget with the...
Well, that's why I'm here.
Where are you going?
That's why I'm here.
I'm trying to talk to you.
I understand. I'm trying to talk to you, too. I'm not being disrespectful to you personally. I think that there's something wrong with the process. anyway,
well,
go ahead.
Well, if you're upset with the process, there's nothing I can do for you.
I understand.
This is what we do. You said, how many times have you crossed within the last year?
Oh, I don't know. I have no, maybe if
20 times?
No, not that many times. No, maybe less than 10.
Okay. Every once in a while, we're going to send you inside this office.
Uh-huh.
We're going to interview you. We're going to search your car. We're going to search your person. We're going to, you know, whatever we feel like we the level of search we need to go to.
Okay.
That's what we're
going
to do, just to verify your story.
Okay.
And people that say, yeah, I'm going shopping to the mall. Sometimes people lie to us.
Okay.
And they say, you know what? And they go meet with somebody and they drop off a load of drugs or they drop.
Do you honestly think I'm lying to you?
I don't see. Listen.
Do you honestly think I'm lying to you?
Do I honestly think you're lying to me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I can't believe, in my line of work, I can't believe everybody.
Okay. But we're talking about me right now.
If I believe,
we're talking about me right now.
I finish?
Uh-huh.
If I believe everybody,
mm-hmm.
I would never find anything. I wouldn't find seizures. I wouldn't find
How many
drugs.
Terrorists do you find coming across the border?
You want to know what? You'll be surprised. You'll be very surprised. I would say 3 a day.
3 terrorists?
A day.
From Canada.
That you don't know about.
Okay.
Do you think that we put every single possible terrorist in the newspaper and said
no,
he was
calling
at the Lewis and Bridge?
I'm just curious.
And I'm not saying here at the Lewis and Bridge. I'm saying in the Port of Buffalo. Lewis
okay.
and Rainbow and Peace Bridge. I would say 3 a day.
Okay. Sit down, Woody. Sit down. Sit down.
I'm trying to have a discussion.
Just go sit down.
Well, I just wanted to...
No, I'll tell you later. Just go sit down.
The guy was asking which store I'm going to.
I know. I've explained this to him. No. Just sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You see, this? It's all unnecessary.
Ma'am.
Totally unnecessary. Totally unnecessary.
Ma'am.
You're a Canadian citizen.
Oh, yeah. You're an American citizen. I can shake my head at you, too, man. What are you going to do? Shoot me? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hold on a second, okay?
That's not a threat.
Is that a threat?
No.
Don't start making threats, Mike.
I'm not making threats.
Okay.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
You're making threats?
I'm not making a threat. I am not making a threat.
Back right now.
What are you trying to do?
I'm not making a threat. Stop.
I'm trying to be cool.
Don't worry about it.
Just calm down.
You better calm down real quick.
Libby, calm down. Nothing said. It is you then. Okay.
Sit down.
Okay. I don't mean any trouble to you.
Yeah. Well, that was
okay.
15 minutes ago when all this bullshit started.
Okay. All right.
What's going on?
Nothing. I've just been through a lot of stress at my job.
All right.
That's all. I don't.
Okay, sir, listen.
I don't want to be.
I'm the supervisor here today.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna sit here. We're gonna talk. We're gonna find out what's going on. Okay. Right now, we're in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
You ever been arrested?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called obstruction of justice?
Yes, I have.
Where do you think you are right now?
In America.
More specifically, where do you think you are?
In a prison.
No, you're in an international federal inspection station.
Okay.
Do you think it's a good idea
mm-hmm.
for you to come in here, to raise your voice, to get irate, and then to turn around and threaten? And you did threaten, trust me. Everything that was said, we have on audio and video.
Okay.
To threaten a federal officer with physical violence?
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. And as soon as you pulled away from my officers when they went to grab your arm,
yeah.
Okay, that's assault.
Okay.
Do you understand what's going on here?
Yeah.
Do you really understand how much trouble you're in right now? You're going to jail. Is this worth it?
No.
A little bit late for apologies.
I'm sorry.
Your apologies were when you started to get irate with the officers out there.
Okay.
Do you think we're here just because we have nothing better to do?
No, I don't.
Why are we here?
To protect
the United
States.
We're here to protect the United States and Canada.
Yes.
Okay, you're coming in to
I'm
talk
sorry.
In our
I'm totally sorry about that.
And look what you did to your girlfriend.
Please. Just for my wife, please.
Okay, she's locked up too. Do you know why she's locked up? Because she grabbed another one of the officers out there
I know.
When they were restraining you. So
okay.
She's going to jail too.
Okay.
All right.